Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Joseph Bernard with Mr. Virgil Spragus and Mr. Russell Hootie, who are both here with us tonight. My name is Joseph Bernard. I'd like to do a special shout out to Northern Command Militia up there in Florida, who's all listening in. Like a big shout out to Mr. Ron out there and Mr. Johnson Townsend up in Florida, who's helping with the cleanup disaster down there. And to all of our listeners that just joined in, we welcome you. Our number is 917-889-3890 if you'd like to call in. And I tell you what, it's been a crazy week and everything. We're seeing these loads of caravans, so-called caravans, coming in. I've been watching that very carefully. And apparently this morning they detained over 100 ISIS fighters up in Mexico and everything. So, you know, these aren't just ordinary caravans. They're Muslims sneaking into the country. And everything. So, and we're starting to see President Trump want to use military action, which I think needs to be done, and stuff. But I'm seeing the liberals shouting, you know, they're wanting them in here and everything. But you know how the liberals are, and stuff. Hey, Virgil. Hey, Russell. How y'all doing?
Doing good tonight. Doing very well. Doing very well. How about yourself, Joseph?
Oh, good, good. Besides having a big knot on the top of my head, I hit myself last night and I grew a bump overnight, apparently, so it's kind of tender tonight. But other than that, I'm doing peachy and all that. And I found out, I was talking to you earlier, I found out we were being hacked on my internet service. And I'm through Vast Services. And they said that somebody had been downloading illegal movies from our internet. And that, so they came over and changed our passwords and stuff. So we'll see tonight how we did. Because I told them we've been getting hacked almost every night because they shut down my radio show and everything. So, but they checked all of our ISPs. So it wasn't any of us that they were downloading illegal movies, you know. And everything, so we kind of caught him. I was hoping I'd get a chance to use my nuker program I designed years ago, but I'm glad I didn't because I would actually get a visit from the FBI myself because they warned me before not to use it because it's a dangerous program. So it fries
you
the
sure
hackers'
you would,
computers.
you sure you wasn't downloading any Stormy Daniels movies, man?
Oh, nah, not me. But anyway, this week I've been hearing where Beto O'Rourke, he just got done speaking up there in Texas, and they invited Ted Cruz to come up there, but he didn't show up and everything, so they're giving him a hard time about that and stuff, but I don't know, it looks like Beto O'Rourke might take over Texas. I don't know, it's kind of looking that way. What do you think, Virgil?
No, he ain't got a chance in hell, man. Last I heard, he's down by at least 9 points. And I could promise you that Texas is not going to elect a cross-dressing,
I hope not.
Burglar.
Yep, I hope not, because
it's not going to happen. The only good thing about that is the Democratic Party has wasted $38 million trying to get him elected.
Right.
But you know, you kind of have to wonder. I was thinking about it today and kind of kicking it around, you know. And President Trump's been having these rallies. They've been packed and all this, you know. And he's been going through what's going on. And of course, the facts speak for themselves. I mean, we have more job openings than we have people to fill them. Of course, now that we'd have more than enough if people would want to get off welfare, I think that should be coming next. But aside from that, you've got an economy that's running at 4.2% GDP. You got the lowest unemployment for Black Americans in history, for Latinos, women in the last 25, 30 years.
Yep. We're seeing factories open up. Yep.
Regulations have been cut. We're starting to produce again. Steel mills are coming back. Aluminum mills. And, of course, that all ties into national security. But you have to ask yourself, why? Why would one of these political parties in America be so angry about this?
Because
why would they?
Because they want the rest
out?
Of us. Because they want the rest of us to be controlled under the government and everything,
well,
and be like little, you know, zombies and stuff like them, and not think for ourselves and stuff. So, you know, they're programmed that way.
But,
I'm learning this after speaking with my mother. I think I told you all about this the other day, but my 75-year-old mother is brainwashed. You know, I got into an argument. She's praising Obama for the economy boom and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, you know, and that's exactly correct. You know, they do not want people off of welfare. Do they? They do not want people getting the jobs they want. They do not want people being successful. They do not want people going out there and starting their own businesses. They do not want that rugged independence. They don't. Because that absolutely blows everything out of the water that they have worked for the last 50, 60 years, you know, which is socialism and everybody being indebted and under firm control of the government. And this is completely wrecking 50, 60 years worth of hard work on their point, on their part. I don't understand how anybody could even consider voting Democrat, because you are voting for enemies of your country.
Well, back in the days, I used to be a Democrat. I mean, you know, I voted for the person that was doing the right thing by running our country and stuff, but now that's changed so much. And right around Reagan, I switched parties and went, you know, went full Republican during his time. And after that, I switched and went to independent because of Obama and everything, you know, after George Bush and all that and stuff. And now I'm back to being conservative again, you know, and everything. So it's like, you know, but I've seen it. It's not just the Democrats. There's some Republicans in there, like you and Virgil has been saying, that needs to be out of office, too. You know, and I
agree. Well, yeah,
with that.
But now that you bring that up, that's something that I think we need to touch on this evening too, and stuff like that. I've seen some people that are staunch patriots and conservatives, and they're like, "Well, it's time to drain the swamp." Yes, we're all for draining the swamp. We're all working towards that. We all want that, but you don't take rhinos out in the middle of national elections. That's not when you do it. If you got a problem with a senator, if you got a problem with your congressman, you primary him in the primary. You take him on, you defeat him there. You do not go out and not vote in an election this important. You go out there, if your guy you don't like him, you know what, you go hold your nose and you pull the lever and you vote Republican, straight ticket Republican. Because you know what, if they take the House, all this stops, it grinds to a halt. Now, we'll still have the Senate and stuff and the impeachment and all that, but they'll be investigating everything. The investigations into all this treason and corruption that's going on in the DOJ and the FBI will come to a screeching halt. They will do everything they can to repeal the tax reform, to destroy the economy. It will grind to a halt. Things will stop. This nice economy we've got going, it will all grind
people,
to a halt.
You know, and what's surprising is people are thinking that George Soros isn't behind this. We're all a bunch of nuts wearing tinfoil hats, you know. And yes, he is behind it. So are the Rothschilds, you know. But George Soros is more behind it because he's determined to destroy the United States. So he controls most of the Democratic Party and funds them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He pumps millions and millions of dollars into different PACs and stuff like that that he works through. This whole Antifa stuff is funded by him. All these protesters, these aren't spontaneous protests or anything. Y'all seen the advertisements in the newspapers. I mean, it's been everywhere on the internet to see that they advertise, they pay these people to go out there and protest. As a matter of fact, talking about this caravan coming out of the Honduras, they had film of people down there handing them money to keep coming towards the U.S. Right there.
Yeah, they're
getting them, having to hand them cash money.
You know, and already, that, like I said earlier in the show, they caught 100 ISIS members already. Come on. And also, where are the women and children? Where are the women and children at? Where are they at? Oh, I see, are men.
Right. All military age men. I wonder what causes that. And then go on to say, and all this, and you're not even hearing about the deep state corruption that's continuing to go on, the investigations into that. I don't know. Baker just testified before Congress again, and as Virgil said, and as we've said many times in the past, they're turning on each other. They're jumping off a sinking ship, and I don't know what Baker testified to before the Senate committee there today, but you had Representative Jordan coming out saying that Rosenstein needs to step down immediately. So we don't even begin to know what's been uncovered there. And we will never get to the bottom of all this corruption if you people do not get off your asses, go out there and vote.
I'm wondering if Virgil's with us. I know he's online, so I don't know if he's – I see the –
I'm right here listening.
First time he's ever been quiet.
I'm right here listening.
It must be being an entertaining with those midget strippers.
So what do you think about all this? I'm sorry, I kind of took off on a rant there.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, I mean, this is so very important to the continuation of our country. I mean, we almost lost it. We were granted a reprieve when people stood up, enough had it, and we elected President Trump. Now, he's not a perfect human being. Nobody is. But you know what? And I wasn't even a Trump fan. I was about as anti-Trump as you could have got during the primary elections. I thought he was a New York Yankee, and I don't like Yankees as a general rule, and he could pretty much kiss my red, white, and blue ass. And as I said before, and I'll admit it again, I couldn't have been more dead wrong about anything in my entire
I'm glad you brought that up, because we're seeing this walkaway movement. And I do got a special guest coming on Monday's show. You guys need to watch out for Russell Warren. Now, come October 26th through 28th, there's a march called the Walkaway March going into Washington, D.C. I'm going to have Mr. Warren on the show Monday night. And everything. In fact, I know he's listening in, so I'd like to say a big shout out to him. And I'm also getting Mrs. Candace Wilson in on the show, who's also part of the Walkaway Movement too. So I'm trying to invite as many of these people in the show so we can get ideas how big this thing is and stuff. But there's also the Latino movement, which is growing too, and stuff. And I tell you know, they think it's just going to be a blue wave automatically. And I hate to put a shocker to them, but it's not going to happen that way, you know?
No, I don't see a blue wave coming anyway, but it's still going to be a battle now. You know, I think we can keep both the House and the Senate. I really do. I think it's possible, as we've talked about time and time again, how the Democratic Party has showed their colors as far as guilty until proven innocent, the way they attacked Judge Kavanaugh. This whole Me Too movement where there is no due process, nobody deserves any due process. If they decide you're guilty, you're guilty. I mean, the list just goes on and on. From the deep state,
this is why I won't run for office. I was asked many times by several different people to run for office, like, you know, for some kind of office, and I'm like, after all this stuff, there's no way I would put myself through that. You know, and everything. But besides, I wouldn't want the job anyway, you know. But it's a thought. It's a thought that having a lot of the Patriots ask me, you know, that tell me I should run because I'd make a good, you know, a good politician and everything. But I've thought about it in the past and everything. But it's like, nah, I'm not going to ruin my daddy's good name, you know. And because, you know, everybody knows me, and they've known my past, you know. Yeah, I've been arrested. That stuff will come up. I've been in jail. That'll come up, and they'll make a big mockery out of it, you know. But besides that, nothing really big, you know. And stuff, this is stuff I did 30 years ago that I got arrested for, you know, and everything. And somebody recently, you know, which was about 10, 15 years ago, I spent 3 months, caught my ex-girlfriend with another man and beat the crap out of him. Ended up spending 3 months in jail over it. You know, but it was worth it. So, but,
well, you know, like the thing of it is, you know, like I said earlier, we got a reprieve and we got President Trump elected. I'm proud that he's our president. The man has done a wonderful job. It's amazing, nothing short of amazing, of what he's got done fighting the deep state, the press, and for a long time there, the establishment. It looks like some of them may have gotten a little bit of a backbone now. But this battle is far from over. And people,
we've
just begun this battle, and you have to show up at every election. And, yeah, there's some Republicans you don't like. There might be a senator you don't like, or I've even heard some of the most childish stuff. Well, he was mean to President Trump during the election or whatever. For God's sake, put on your big boy pants and go out there and vote Republican, and let's keep this fight going. Let's take our country back. We finally, a gift from God. We finally have a president that is fighting for we the people, not for anything else. You know, you have to stand up and you have to go out there and vote.
And the funny thing is, you know, we had a president for eight years that didn't do shit. What did he do for the past 8 years? Look what Trump's accomplished compared to that.
Well, no, they did. They accomplished a lot. The Clintons got filthy rich. They sold uranium to the they sold 20% of our uranium to the Russians. They sent the Iranians $150 billion to make sure they could finish their nuclear program. They funded ISIS. They made us a laughing stock on the international scene. Nobody had any respect for us diplomacy wise again. We had idiots like Lurch and the rest of them out there doing foreign policy. We've got, and let's not forget Benghazi for a minute, not for 1 minute. And that was just nothing but straight up. The Clintons and Obama running guns to the Syrian rebels, who was the same as ISIS at the time. Of course, you had John McCain involved in that stuff at the same time, too, you know. The Obama administration was the biggest crime spree in the history of America. Al Capone's rolling over in his grave going, what the fuck, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, it was horrible, man. And this is our chance to take our country back, get it right. And it's not going to happen in one election. It's a long way from being over. This has just started.
You know, and also
we all have to stay engaged. We have to stay engaged.
You know, and I've been
watching,
too. I've been watching this too. They've already caught some voter fraud up there in the state of Texas with the mail-in ballots where people were forging signatures on and stuff. There was like, I think, 500 caught already or something like that. And so they're having to do the recounts. You know, and I don't know if you heard about that and stuff, but I'm also seeing where several people have been arrested too. For turning people away and stuff like that, you know. So they're keeping a very close eye on the polls. So.
Oh yeah, because you know they're going to use every trick in the book to try to pull this over and turn it around, and that. Cause I tell you what, we have to take the Democrats to the woodshed one more time and beat the dog crap out of them and send them to obscurity for about 20 or 30 years until they figure out how to love this country again and fight for the people in this country and not for the UN and the elitists that want to run this country. We are the American people. We will not be owned. We got a long way to go. and we just got to fight. And it's an everyday battle, America. And if you're out there listening to me,
you know, and it's mind-boggling.
I don't care if you have to low crawl through 2 miles of razor wire, get to the polls and vote.
Right, you know, and also if you don't have a ride, you know, ask. Like with me, I've already, you know, I left the option open. Anybody in my community needs a ride, I'll take you. I don't have a problem with that, you know. So that's what I do for a living anyway. I give, you know, I take people back and forth to work here and there and stuff like that. So I don't mind giving rides out there. So, but you know.
I was thinking I'd get with Virgil and he could, like, hook up his dry van there, his 40-foot, 50-foot float, whatever he's got there, and we will provide free transportation to the poles for all midget pole dancers.
I think we can arrange that. I think we can arrange that. Let me look
right
into it.
Right. So,
but the main thing, you know, is people have to look. They have to look beyond the issues, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the leftist liberal Democrats, they have no issues, positive issues that they can stand on. They have nothing. They have nothing to do with the economy Russell was talking about. They have nothing to do with security. They have nothing to do with the diplomacy that we have now. They have absolutely nothing. So what do they have to fall back on? They have petty insults, totally unfounded accusations, and just general, just off-the-wall rhetoric. And they have to, you know, I mean, I don't care what you think about Melania Trump. Yes, she is the first lady. Yes, she is the president's wife. But she has nothing to do with signing anything into law, proposing legislation, pardoning anyone. But she is the target now of every type of just vile insult and propaganda that comes down the pike.
Well, it's not just her. It's her little grandkids, you know, and that's being targeted, like Barron Trump, too. You know, they've always.
Well, that's her. That's
him.
Her child. That's not her grandchild. Yeah. That's her child.
Yeah, I'm saying her four-year-old granddaughter.
Bringing that up. I looked on Twitter. Kathy Griffin is sending Stormy Daniels $2,500 for her legal fund, because she knows how difficult it can be to fight the Trump machine. Okay, Kathy Griffin, I appreciate it. We thank you. That's going to look real good on the check when she's got to reimburse President Trump for all of his legal fees.
Right, right.
You know, and it's this type of insanity. And Russell brought up Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. I looked into some of his activities. The reason he's not been in the media is because he's spending most of his time out in California. Campaigning for the conservative ticket, appearing with conservative candidates out in California. So that naturally has got him under a media blackout.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
So
that's a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, here's another one. I'm glad you mentioned that. It just popped up. My hat's off to her. It's Pamela Anderson. she had just announced that she's supporting the Him Too movement. And she fully agreed that the way Kavanaugh was treated and so forth made her sick to her stomach. So, you know, we're getting some movie actors coming out and everything, you know, and stuff, which is good. But to me, I still think Hollywood needs to keep out of it, keep out of politics altogether, you know. But
Miss Lucretia Hughes is packing up, taking a road trip. She's coming to Houston.
Yep.
To do a documentary.
Documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. And I watched a little bit of the video and stuff, and I actually got Mr. Warren to get in contact with her. So I hope those two can communicate and everything. He's been a part of the walkout movement since the 1960s, according to what he was saying, you know. But did you read the profile on him that I sent you, Virgil?
I haven't even got a chance to look at it. I've been mostly reading the comments on the Roseanne issue and her show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are people who are asking some very, very sensitive questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why didn't ABC fire Whoopi Goldberg for calling Judge Jeanne Pirro calling her a sand nigger? And
yep. why hasn't
Minister Farrakhan's Twitter account been pulled out, been canceled, because of what he said about Israel and the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people
why hasn't Alex Baldwin been arrested? His show came out, his first show, it bombed, of course, but he came out and openly called for civil war. And last time I checked, that was against the law. Why isn't he arrested? Why isn't the Secret mm-hmm. Service there?
Because now they're they're Democratic. They think they could get away with it now. That's the thing. Because I reported the Antifa group to Facebook not just a few days ago for reciting violence on police officers and American citizens. This is a new group, but I forgot the name of the group. But I reported them, got the response back, and Tiffa said none of this went against Facebook standards. I'm like, what, really?
Oh, but our Cuban patriots in this country struck a blow.
Didn't they, though?
they caught Nancy Pelosi going into a restaurant, and they gave her a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she did not like it.
Yep, I died.
And now she is requesting, at taxpayer expense, she is requesting Secret Service protection.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's what
they need
a taste of their own medicine. That's exactly what they need. I saw that and I died laughing, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, like Virgil said, a few weeks back or months ago, we all run together with this battle we've been fighting. But it's getting to the point where somebody should get hurt badly or killed. It's got
mm-hmm.
completely out of
Amen.
Hand with the left.
Amen.
It
yep,
has got
Amen.
Completely out of hand. They think they can mm-hmm. say and do anything with no worry of any kind of retaliation, arrest, or anything. They have been allowed to get completely out of hand because everybody's worried about bad press, the police department, and God only knows where Jeff Sessions is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's chasing pot smokers in South Texas or something. I don't know. You know, we got treason. We've got a civil war starting. We've got people threatening war, calling for war, calling for violence, and he is missing in action. And I would not be a bit surprised to see him long gone after this election.
Well, also, Russell, you left out a very important thing. We have a totally, totally biased, 100% full bore, throttle, balls to the walls, propaganda, communist media mogul syndicate is what you have to call it. I mean, nothing is positive about President Trump to people like MSNBC or CNN or anybody that supports Trump. But they'll put on a total, excuse me, I'm still fighting this cold. They put on a total idiot, okay, like Jim Carrey, to brag about how great socialism is in Canada. Okay.
Right.
Now, and people in Canada, I look at the remarks. They say, you know, he says we're full of shit when we say their medical, their affordable health care and all that doesn't work in Canada, that they have no problems with it. You know, he says that we're full of shit. And I'm reading the comments and a lot of things from people from Canada, and they say he's full of shit. Because now Canada has come to the point where they are wanting to legalize marijuana, not because they feel it's a person's choice, you know, that, it's just as bad as alcohol, blah, 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 blah. They're wanting to generate tax revenue. They're wanting to generate tax revenue off people because of their to support their open border immigration policy. Their medical plan, and all kinds of other gimme. We're gonna support the entire country. The government's gonna support you. You don't have to worry about a damn thing, and we're going to support you. Now they're grasping at straws. They're fixing to go broke, just like every other country that allowed this bullshit to take place. Socialism works good on paper only. In reality, socialism never works. You have to fuel the machine. If you don't fuel the machine, it will shut down.
Well, exactly.
And look at Venezuela.
And, Virgil, to make Virgil's point or to stipulate on it or to add to it some, what was 5 or 6 years ago, every Democrat out there from coast to coast was hailing Venezuela. What a wonderful place it was. Socialism at its best. Thriving socialism. And look at it now, 5 years later. It's a cesspool. You know,
it doesn't even qualify as a cesspool, Russell, because they don't have shit anymore.
No, that is correct. You know, what it's saying is you can only steal so much money from the people until you've stolen it all. And then there's nothing for anybody. Socialism is nothing but a guarantee of equal misery.
Yeah. And look, they're starving to death over there. They're fighting. They're even fighting animals for scraps down there. You know, that's how bad it is. So
It's terrible how people can just be so moronic and see what's going on but still point the finger and say, Trump's the bad guy. Trump's the bad guy in everything.
Well, it's socialism is the answer. Yeah, I mean, they see socialism has failed everywhere it's been tried, everywhere. There is no such thing as a socialist success story, not anywhere. As a matter of fact, if you want to get right down to it, when they first came to America, the Pilgrims. I don't remember if it was at Plymouth Rock. I forget what the settlement was, the first settlement there. Somebody help me a little bit. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, they tried socialism here. They got here and everybody's going to work. We're all going to work the field. We're all going to farm. We're all going to work together. Everybody's going to share in everything, and we're going to make this work. Well, it didn't take long for that to fail because some people worked their asses off, and some people said, well, I don't have to do anything because I'm going to get my cut either way it goes and stuff. And it
exactly.
Yep.
And what what turned it around was, and what saved the colony, was they turned around and said, okay, we're giving everybody a section of land. That is yours. You work it. Or what you make off of it, you keep, you barter with your whatever.
Well,
and it worked. It worked because
anytime you have a president, the supreme leader of the political party that he occupied the ticket for, get up in front of a crowd of people and say, people are too small-minded to govern themselves. They need to surrender their rights to an almighty entity.
Yes.
And Barack
and
Obama
then
said
we
that.
Can have prosperity. Exactly.
Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Barack Obama said that.
Surrender your rights. I want everybody to think about that for while.
Let that sink in, but add to what Virgil just said. And then on top of Barack Obama saying that, you had creepy Uncle Joe Biden come out and said that in reality, no American really cares about their constitutional rights. That came out of the mouth of creepy Uncle Joe Biden.
And that's why the Democrats are pissed off.
The vice president.
That's why the Democrats are pissed off because, you know, you got half of these liberals and people who can't think for themselves, okay? They're falling for what they're saying. But the rest of us are awake, so they see us as a big threat to them. You know?
That's exactly, Joseph. You hit the nail on the head right there. Okay? The liberal sheep, the zombie of the George Orwell 1984 unperson, okay, believes this totally, because they are totally embedded and enslaved and brainwashed that the government is oh so good and the government oh so cares about them. And, you know, ifs and buts are going to turn into candy and nuts, and we're all going to have a merry motherfucking Christmas. Well, sad but true, it does not work that way, because I'm going to tell everybody something here right now, and I've seen this with my own eyes. A government that will give you everything that you want in a split second will take everything that you got in less than a second.
Think about that. Nothing's for free in this world. They're gonna collect something out of you. You know.
So what they fail to remember The government has no money other than what they steal from us and what they print. And right now, they printed us into a $20 trillion deficit. $20 trillion deficit. Now, if they took every dime of our domestic gross product, took every dime of it and applied it to that debt, 6 years to pay that debt off.
Exactly.
Let, let that sink in. If they took every dime that was made in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
from every company, if they took every dime every person made, it would take 6 years to pay off the debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Exactly.
And what they don't understand is this is what President Trump is trying to accomplish. He is trying to slowly accomplish getting this debt knocked down, but not doing it at the sacrifice of jobs in the United States. He wants to keep people working and get rid of debt, and his plan is working. It's working. You know, I mean, 8 years of the biggest fraud in world history perpetrated on the American people. You know, I mean, it's not only that, it goes beyond that. It goes past him with the Bush crime family, with the Clinton crime family. And, you know, people, these leeches, these vampires, these scumbags, have been milking their fulfillment of the American dream. They've been milking that cow on all four tits for the longest. Well, now it comes time for us to get our issue out of the dairy, and they don't like it. They don't like it. And they have nothing positive to go on. Nothing
mm-hmm.
positive to go on. Tax.
Mm-hmm.
This guy running in Florida for governor, if they elect him instead of the Republican, God help him. God help him. He's going to tax
mm-hmm.
those poor people to death. I mean, he's talking about a 40%. 40% taxes on all businesses in Florida. What do you think that's going to do for the economy down there?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
you think people
in Florida buy plywood now for a hurricane? Let him put a 40% across the board tax on all businesses. You're going to see them buying more plywood to board up their businesses and shut them down.
Well, not only that, but what people don't realize, businesses truly don't pay any taxes. Whatever taxes they are pay in or whatever, that cost is passed on to you in the price of their products, all right? You won't be able to buy a sheet of plywood in Florida. It'll be $100 for
mm-hmm.
a sheet of plywood.
Well, it's like,
and
it's like Chad Wilson just said now. He's listening to the show. He said, if a debt is based on a fake currency, what is your true debt?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
What's
you know,
the true
and,
debt?
And let's delve a little deeper into this and stuff like that. And all these people out there who think they have something, they have all this money in the stock market and all that kind of stuff. That is a complete and total fabrication. I guarantee you,
mm-hmm.
if every American said, you know what, I want to cash in my 401k now. I want to
mm-hmm.
sell my stock now. I want my money.
Mm-hmm.
That house of cards would come tumbling down because
mm-hmm. –
the biggest thief out there next to the government is the banks. And we touched
mm-hmm.
on this a little bit the other night, stuff like that. They're getting their money for, what's it, like up to 2%, 2.25% now, stuff like that. And there,
yeah.
I mean, I know some people that are paying three times that on a car note, paying twice that on a house note, and credit cards is crazy. You want to talk about price gouging? You want to talk about antitrust? Somebody, and the government doesn't touch them. Why? Because they own the government at this point in time.
Exactly.
This is where this whole too big. This is where this whole too big to fail thing came.
No,
that, well, not only that, Russell,
in the bank too.
You're not taking into the account the quote massive free money that banks get. Okay? Prudential, State Farm, Farmers Insurance, Farm Bureau, Progressive. You name any major insurance company in the United States. And you trail their ownership back. They're owned by the banks. So those premiums you pay, liability insurance on your vehicle, homeowners insurance, everything, that goes right into the banking system. It goes right into the banking system.
Even
you know,
your
people want to holler about.
Even your life insurance is to the bank.
I mean, well, you think about it. Think about it like this. I'm just gonna pull some numbers out of the air, average or whatever like that. Say you pay. Let's go low. Let's say you pay in 25% income tax. Okay, so that's 25% income tax. All right. Then anything you buy, you're paying another 10%, 8.25% here in Houston. So say 10% on that, kind of average things out. Okay, so you're up to 35%. Every year you pay to license your vehicle. You have to have car insurance now because the government deemed that was necessary. So you add that on to your taxes. You add your property tax on top of that. And if you live in a state, which is most of them now that have a state income tax, you add 4, 5, 6% on that, 14 or 15 if you're in California. And they are through taxes alone, they're stealing half of what you make or better.
Oh, yeah. But, Russell, you left out a very important thing. When you said that the government requires you to have insurance on your vehicle, okay? But the government requires you to have liability insurance on your vehicle, okay? You have to be responsible for other drivers on the road instead of allowing no-fault insurance, which takes care of your vehicle, and the no-fault insurance takes care of the other vehicle should you get an accident. But you have to have liability. You have to have liability in order to be responsible for everybody else. You know.
Yep.
I mean, does that sound like? I mean, that sounds like the pure definition of liberalism. I mean, you know, people that have a job, people that earn a living, have to be responsible for the bums in this country.
Right, because a lot of the bums don't have insurance. Like, I'll give you an example. Like New Mexico
is
the number one state for DUIs up here. So, you know, it's scary out there because you never know. But I have that I have that other motorist insurance. You know, it costs me $150 a month. But I do have full coverage too. And everything, because I hear you never know. You never know if they have insurance or not. I had a guy hit me, and he took off, so I knew he didn't have insurance.
But the point I was trying to make, and Virgil helped reiterate on that, and you too, Joseph, is that this whole system, and most of this stuff isn't even constitutional if you look into the Constitution. prostitution and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They rob us blind every day of your life. And we've talked about this before. You know what? Go ahead, pay off your mortgage on your home there and stuff like that. Tell yourself you own it. No, you don't. You're paying rent to the government for the rest of your life on that. So you think you own that place? Miss that $3,500 tax payment. You know, miss it 1 year or 2 years. I guarantee you, they'll come in there and they'll take your paid-off house and they'll auction it off right out from under you. It happens every day.
I saw a guy.
Especially in these states that, don't have homestead exemption. That's what I love about Louisiana. We've got homestead exemption here. I pay $75 a year property tax. That's what I pay.
Dang. You're cheap up there. Shit, man. We pay an arm and a leg. Property tax over here. You know?
But reiterating what Russell's saying about how embedded we let the government become in our lives. You go anywhere to Dollar General store, Walmart, Best Buy, wherever you want to go, mom and pop grocery store, and you find a roll of toilet paper for $1. $1. You bring it up to the counter, you throw $1 up there. You think you're going to walk out the door with it? No, you're not. Not until you throw that extra 12 cents up there for sale tax. Moral of the story, you can't even wipe your fucking ass in this country without the government having something to do with it.
Without paying the government. You know?
I saw where a guy got arrested up in Colorado because he had paid his land and he wanted to live on the grid. Well, they went and arrested him because he didn't have power, he didn't have water, and lost his land over it. I'm like, really? You know, the guy owned his land. If he wants to live off
you
the
have
land
some
or,
states, Joseph. You have some states, Joseph, where they will not, where it is a $1,000 fine if you collect barrels of rainwater.
Yeah.
There have been people arrested for collecting rainwater. That's how far EPA stuff has gotten out of control. And that's the part of you have all these bureaucracies, none of them elected officials, but they have been given the power to write regulations, which are laws, right? Which is unconstitutional because any law has to go through the Congress. But this is the kind of clusterfuck that we've allowed our country and our government to become.
That's not like in California.
We are so far away from the way our Constitution intended for this country to be that it's not even recognizable. I guarantee you, if George Washington rolled up out of his burial plot there and looked up, the first word out of his mouth would be, "What the fuck have you people done to my country?"
Yep. Exactly. And okay. I hate to do this, but we need to go on a fast break, guys. And for you listeners out there who'd like to call in, our number is 917-889-3890. And we haven't had any callers lately, so we would love to have you all call in and view us what you think about the upcoming elections and everything and stuff. So do call in, and we'll be back here in about 10-15 minutes and everything. So anyway, guys, just go grab your coffee or whatever, and we'll be back here in a few minutes, okay?
I can't get no those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength his wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those and 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand, so it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain, dogs to loose when war is waged.
Fire, I will be marching. Chesty, wherever you are.
I think for me personally, I think there was always something when I was growing up, and personally in my life, I think there was always something. I've always wanted to do great things. I always wanted to make a difference somehow, some way. I always wanted to, you know, it might sound corny or whatever, but do something to change the world. You know, do something to make a difference in society.
Is it worth it?
Yes, it's worth it. It's worth the sacrifice. It's definitely worth the sacrifice.
Well, we're back on Resistance Radio.
Yes,
Mr. Joseph Bernard had to take a little sabbatical, or I guess he had to go hit the head or whatever.
Here I am. I'm back. I accidentally turned off the computer. We are back. Welcome back to the show.
We thought you went and took a power dump.
No, my computer accidentally hit the wrong button a while ago, and was trying to quick all this back into the studio, and I accidentally shut us off. I cut me off anyway. But I was sitting and reading some good stories while we were on break and stuff about what we've been talking about, and you know, with the latest caravan coming up and everything, you know, to me, you know, catching a ISIS fighters. What does that tell you, Virgil? What does that tell you right there? 100 ISIS fighters caught already on the Mexican border.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I get accused of being overly paranoid about things and reactionary about things. It's just like this morning, you know, I'm sleeping and all of a sudden I hear the emergency alert system go off on the television and everything else. And, you know, they usually don't test this thing at 2:06 in the morning.
Right.
So, you know, it kind of put me in panic mode there for a little while. And until I finally realized it was a test, then I got pissed because I couldn't go back to sleep. I just woke up 5 minutes before the show started. I came back from loading a trailer in St. Gabriel, Louisiana, and my wife and I got some takeout food. We ate, and I've been in my recliner, passed out, covered under a blanket. You know, but it just goes to show, you know, that you cannot let your guard down. You cannot get by. You can only get by so long with providing the illusion of national security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have people bringing foot lockers full of heroin and cocaine across the border, and I'm not talking about just one or two. I'm talking about 15, 20, 30 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Across your borders, and nothing, you know, nothing's being stopped. You know, I mean, what's to say that one of these jihadists, these ISIS fighters, one of these no goods, unspooled, crazy ass lunatics that's wanting to get to Allah and take 500 some bitches with him?
Mm-hmm.
From getting into this country and causing, creating havoc.
Right, and we said this for the last several years, that these terrorists were planted into the Mexican border years ago, ahead of time. All this has been planned out, you know, and everything. But look now. I mean, you know, we're starting to see it.
You mean, I don't mean to be like Deputy Bubba. You know, pulling over a black guy that's driving through a white neighborhood. But if you look at the situation in a reality form, okay, unless you really, really check into it, how can you tell someone who has come from these other countries, Middle East countries, from the people who are living in Mexico, Honduras, and other people of color? I mean, they can blend in. They're camouflaged. I mean, they're not going to come in wearing turbans and bed sheets and riding camels, you know, screaming Allah Akbar.
Well, we got, I said this, and I'll say this everywhere. Many parts of the country that keeps eyes and tabs on these Muslim terrorists. And we know exactly where it's like how these found out about. We found out about these terrorist camps here in the United States. I said it for 3 years.
And now since this, you want to know how well they're coordinated, how well these assholes are coordinated. All right. You've got this mass influx, this parade of people coming up from Honduras. And now the protests are increasing to abolish ICE. You notice that? Have y'all noticed that? That every time one of these mass caravans and migrations of people come up from Central America or Mexico, then the protest to abolish ICE increase in the United States. So, you know,
they want to beat us.
You know, and as I said before, there was a 16-year plan that was set in motion with Barack Obama.
Oh, yes.
That's been verified and stuff like that. Now, you think that since Hillary didn't get elected that all that stuff just came to a screeching halt? No.
Nope. It still went into plan.
Everything that's been uncovered is still involved, and they're still doing everything humanly possible to push forward with it.
Well, why do you think they're having all these Muslims run for office that shouldn't be running for office all of a sudden?
Mr. Keith Adelson has fell over 10 points in the polls.
Yes, he has.
That's good news. That's good news.
Yeah. And it's because we've been keeping it out there and pushing it and asking the questions. And now people are listening and other people are asking the questions. And now they have this stuck there. And they had Kamala Harris on there just the other day at that wonderful representative from California there that is full-blown leftist, and she's saying, well, they investigated it and they saw no reason to press charges or to think anything of it. But what she failed to tell you was who they had do the investigation. It was not a police department. It was not the FBI. It was Democratic National Committee lawyers that looked into it and found that he did nothing wrong.
There you go.
So once again,
that's all you need to know.
Okay. There, once again, we have the corrupt investigating corrupt and finding no wrongdoing. It's gotten to the point to where it's completely ridiculous. I mean, it is beyond ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know, if you can actually believe that they had lawyers look into this. I mean, if you can believe, you know, I mean, she's making
where's
a statement
the
to the press. She's not under. She's not under oath. I mean, and even if they did put the the chocolate version of Stormy Daniels under oath, I can tell you what her entire testimony would be right here, right now. I choose to exercise my Fifth Amendment rights.
Well, that's what the head guy of Fusion GPS has just done. He got called back before Congress and put under oath, and he pleaded the Fifth to every question they asked him. And they called Baker back, who served under Bush, too, if anybody wants to care to remember. They brought him back in to testify, and apparently he stepped in it deep enough to where he's throwing other people under the bus. And I would love to know what he told the congressional committee that made Congressman Jordan come out there to pretty much demand that Rosenstein step down. So we just like we said for weeks, ladies and gentlemen, this is just the very tip of the iceberg, and we have to continue this fight. We have to.
The only reason.
And the only way we're going to continue this investigation and bring these people to adjustment is for everyone to get off their asses, go out there and vote. And I'm going to say it again. I don't care if there's somebody on the Republican ticket you don't like. You know what you do? You wait till it's time to primary him in his next election. You find somebody and you run against him in the primary. You do not fight this battle in national elections. You get out there, you put on your big boy pants, your big girl panties, you hold your nose, and you pull the lever, and you vote.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right. You just got, for right now, ladies and gentlemen, as the saying goes, you're just going to have to suck it up, Buttercup. That's all there is to it. You know, I mean, this is too important. This is too much at stake here. So, like Gunny says, if you don't like someone for personal reasons or whatever, or just don't like it that he spoke mean in a debate to the president or whatever, to the person that got elected, you know, you just gotta suck that up. You gotta consider that water over the dam and under the bridge for right now, because these people are coming for blood. They're coming for your First Amendment rights. They're coming for your Second Amendment rights. They're coming for your 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights. I mean, you know, and if you lose any of your rights, if you lose any of them, don't plan on getting them back. Don't plan on getting them back. There has only been one time in American history where we have gotten our right, that the Congress of the United States gave us our rights back, and that was when they repealed the 18th Amendment and let us start drinking again.
And let me add something to what Virgil was just saying there, too. And you've got to understand, these people, they hate you. They consider you to be the enemy. I promise you, right now, if they could line conservatives up, Republicans up, whatever you want to call yourself, patriots up, if they could line you up in front of a big open hole and shoot you and throw some lime in on top of you,
they would do it.
Top of it.
I'm glad you brought that up, Russell. I'm glad you brought that up. Just today, I was talking with an individual whose great grandfather is 90 years old. He was born in Germany, and he's watching all of this with these Antifa people, and he is just flabbergasted. He said, "We always told ourselves that we would never let this happen again." He said, "It's happening now." He said, "America, you had better destroy these people before they destroy you like they destroyed Germany." He's saying exactly. It is. You know, they want to call us. They want to call us Nazis. They want to call us racist and misogynist. You know, and things like this.
Just saying,
well, you know, they're going to push us. They're like Russell said. Like Russell said, they're going to push. There is going to be some temperamental person. There is going to be someone that is just, they're going to swing one of these padlocks or skateboards or gang up on somebody, and they're not going to give a goddamn about a gun-free zone or concealed carry laws and magazine mm-hmm. capacities, because that's all basically, it's all done on an honor system. I mean, I live in Louisiana. If I want to cross over into California mm-hmm. in my vehicle, you know, just don't get caught with it, with a couple of 32-round magazines from a Glock, you know, mm-hmm. I can do it. I can mm-hmm. do it. I can it's small enough for me to conceal. And yeah. get ganged up on, and, well, or they start beating on my truck, on the side of my truck, busting my windows and stuff, and I come out, and all of a sudden it's chitty chitty bang bang, you know. I mean, it's it's just too late, you know. I mean, throw a couple of RIP rounds in somebody's head, and in several of them's head, and it's going to be done, you know. But I have better sense than that. But you have some people out there that have bad understanding. They're hot-tempered, they're hot-headed, and they're getting fed up with this shit. And I talk to mm-hmm. them every day. They tell mm-hmm. me about how they want to go out to California, how they want to go up to Berkeley and San Francisco and everywhere, and Austin, and just, you know, they want to follow these protests, and they just want to hide somewhere with a suppressed 22 or whatever, and just start picking mm-hmm. these assholes off. And I'm trying to tell them, don't do that right now.
That's what
don't
that's
do that.
Exactly
all
what they want
do
you
is
to
do. You're gonna hurt. You're gonna hurt us more than help us. I
yep.
know it's hard. I want to do it too. You know, mm-hmm. there is nothing better. There is nothing. You know, nobody hates Antifa worse than me, and nobody hates. Mm-hmm. this Muslim movement, this Claire or whatever they call themselves, more than me. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, these people are just vile. They're just zombies. They're just pure D lap dogs. They just sit. Mm-hmm. They're jackals that sit on their ass around George Soros' table and wait for him to sweep some scraps off of it onto the floor, so they can fight
yep.
off of it. You know,
yep.
they're just disgusting
exactly.
animals.
You know, but, you know, I think if we can switch to the switch and get the seats, you know, that we need and everything, we're going to see a lot of laws taking place and changes, you know, and stuff which needs, hopefully we can, you know, like, you know, get rid of Antifa and BLM and stuff like that. But, you know, even Black Lives Matter, they've been kind of quiet lately, you know, and stuff. But, you know, I'm hearing they're gearing
they're
up for
in Portland.
Protests.
They're up in Portland. They're up in Portland where they can practice their rhetoric, you know, free from prosecution. And it's not a problem, okay? The problem is, in Portland, what they're not telling people is that the Portland Police Department is so undermanned right now because the mayor has tied their hands and won't let mm-hmm. them do their job. Portland police officers are quitting Portland and going to work for other agencies
mm-hmm.
is what the deal is.
And you can't blame
them. No, you cannot blame them. You can't blame them one bit. You can't blame them one bit. I mean, it's just like right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. When they behind that Alton Sterling shooting, you know, Mayor Broome and this new chief of police we got now, which we don't have a mayor or chief of police mm-hmm. in Baton Rouge anymore. We've got the president and vice president of the Baton Rouge chapter of Black Lives Matter. They're losing police officers left and right. They're losing them to Livingston Sheriff's Office. Some of them came to work over here in Iberville Parish for the Sheriff's Office. So they're getting tired. They're getting fed up with it. If you look in every major city where there's crime and homeless and everything else, you will see a Democratic administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, New Mexico is a great example of that. You see it here.
Well,
every day.
You see, I'll pose the question to anybody and everybody, liberal, conservative, constitutionalist, independent.
Mm-hmm.
Name one thing that Barack Hussein Obama did when he was president that offered incentives to anyone to better themselves. Mm-hmm. Name one thing that he, one incentive that he produced to, that wanted people to make people better themselves. Not one in eight fucking years. Not one in eight fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we have less than 2 years a president in here who has offered incentive after incentive after incentive for people to better themselves, and they're taking advantage of these incentives.
Mm-hmm.
And they hate him.
They're
for
giving
it.
The credit.
They hate him.
They're
for
giving
it.
The credit to Obama. Yep, they're giving credit to Obama.
Oh yeah, right.
Not,
oh yeah.
He had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just like back in the days of the monarchies. That's just like back in the days of the monarchies. You know, when they used to send all these conscripts into battles with swords and shields and everything. Even the fairy tale stories. You know, the king would hire someone to slay a dragon, and then once he killed the dragon, the king would show up and they'd give him a sword and he'd stab the dragon, and he'd call himself the dragon slayer, or he'd go out onto the field with his sword and he'd plunge it into the ground. The king won the battle, or the emperor won the battle.
Right.
You know, he sat back 5 miles away and was getting the highlights fed to him through messengers. And then at the end of the battle, with all the dead dying and bleeding, you know, he didn't care about them. All he cared about was putting his sword in the ground and claiming
victory over the
territory. And this is the same thing they're doing here, you know, basically the same thing, but it's stolen valor.
Mm-hmm.
It's stolen valor is what it is.
Yep.
You know.
Well, it's like that idiot.
The top list that Barack Obama accomplished, okay, he pushed race relations back in this country 50 years. He caused a massive, massive, just outrageous debt.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best he was the best salesman in American history for the AR-15 rifle. Now I will give him that. Mm-hmm. And he put a first lady in the White House that didn't have to put the toilet seat down other than to take a shit.
Right? Yep. True. That's true. So, but here's the thing. Trump talked him and all that because he's the first man in history to ever get a porn star to pay him.
Yep. Well, and I'm gonna tell you something too. This Mr. T.I. or I.T. or whatever this flash in the pan rap singer is.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you this, Mister. You made that fucked up video with that Marlena lookalike doing a strip act on the desk for you. You're gonna pay for that. You just made the worst mistake in your life. Fucking mistake in your life.
He already is, believe it or not. He's been boycotted. and everything else from what I'm hearing.
Well, the thing is, our First Lady, our beautiful, lovely, intelligent, God-fearing First Lady, she's been quiet ever since day one. She's been quiet about all this. She's treated it like water on a duck's back. She's just let it roll off of her. But even she is getting tired of it. Even she is speaking out about it. And let me tell you something. They're gonna awaken a sleeping giant in her. Because I'm gonna tell you something right now.
They've already had
President Trump worships this woman. He is madly, passionately, and insanely in love with this woman. And I can guarantee you this. She doesn't do it, but I'm gonna tell you what. Whatever the First Lady wants, she's going to get. And if she wants somebody annihilated, I mean, if she wants somebody ruined completely for the rest of their lives, oh, she's going to do it. She's going to get it done.
It's like he stated in your interview, you know, they were asking him questions, you know, about, you know, because she stated that she feels uncomfortable with some of the members there in the White House. She don't trust any of them. He said, I'm taking care of it. You know, in other words, he's firing them. He's kind of getting rid of them, you know, and everything. So, and I'm like, you know.
Well, he's doing like Don Corleone. You see, I've noticed that President Trump acts a lot like Don Corleone, you see. And one of the things, even though he was a fictional character, one of the things his main philosophies were, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Yep.
And that's why Rosenstein, whatever his name is, that's why he's still there. Because if you keep your enemies close to you, you can watch everything that they're doing. They think you trust them, and they end up fucking up. And then
every time,
what happens? And then what happens? You end up in a car with Clemenza sitting behind you with a .38 driving, telling you to drive off in a field, and then you end up with two behind your head. And that's basically what's fixing to happen when all these indictments come down. I'm telling you what. You know, people think, oh, well, you know, I don't see history repeating itself. Let me tell you what. At the end of World War II, right before the very end, right before the coup de grace, you saw all these big-time head Nazis in the party sticking PPKs in their mouth, Walter PPKs in their mouth, blowing the back of their heads off, Lugers and everything else, taking cyanide pills and all of this. You're fixing to see the same thing. I guarantee you. The switchboard at suicide prevention is going to be putting a lot of people on hold when it comes down. And I guarantee you, Hillary's going to take the coward way out. She's going to OD or she's going to shoot herself. I guarantee it.
Hey, I'm pretty sure we'll see her arrested one way or the other, but I don't know when that'll happen, but...
She will never get arrested. She will never get arrested. She will kill herself. She will kill herself. She will kill herself, or George Soros will have her killed.
I have to agree with that.
Now, just change the subject a little bit. What are we going to do with the crown prince there, because there's not a doubt in my mind that that did not go on without his knowledge. All right, we know this guy's guilty as hell. But we've mm-hmm. been in bed with the Saudis since the 1930s. Mm-hmm. I want to say since like 1932,
well,
something like that.
My thought on that is I think Trump is looking into it closely. He doesn't want to. I mean, he already knows that they're guilty. I mean, he's just playing like he's just wanting evidence. But he knows, but he wants positive proof. But I think he's going to take major action against them. I don't know what kind of action, but I think he'll do it.
Well, you know? whether Obama, I don't think he's got the nerve to off himself. But, I mean, what difference does it make at this point, to use a cliche, whether they send him to prison or whether they let him stay with his tranny wife? I mean, either way, he's going to take it up the ass. I mean, mm-hmm. sending him to prison, that would be like heaven. That would be like heaven. That would be like any man getting sentenced to life in a women's prison.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. So who knows? Who knows? Well, you know. But anyway, guys, it's about that time and everything. And, man, I don't know. We went through a quiet night, it seems like. But Monday night, I am going to have a very special guest. I want you guys to tune in and listen in to my listeners out there. His name is Joshua Warren. He's a part of the Walkaway Movement, and I'm hoping to get Miss Hughes on. I'd like to get both of them on the show Monday night and everything, so hopefully we can make that happen and stuff. So I actually sent him to Miss Hughes' Facebook page and stuff, and he was looking at her videos, so he's very impressed and stuff. So, but, you know, I don't know, man. I see it turning red. And they're saying the Democrats are out doing early voting right now and everything. And I don't buy that. I think there's a lot of Republicans out there voting too as well. And they don't mention the Republicans out there voting early and stuff. You know, cause I voted Monday, so I did my part and stuff. So, But anyway, you guys tune in Monday night and join us as we have Mr. Joshua Warren in and everything. It'll be an honor to have him on and everything and stuff. So, Virgil, Russell, anything else you'd like to say before we close the show tonight? Or
I'd just like to remind everybody how important this is and to please. Please do your duty as an American. Get out there and vote. So this is Gunny. I'm going to say goodnight, and Gunny is out.
I'm going to say goodnight, too. And Hurricane Ann, if you're listening, we love you. We miss you. Can't wait for you to get back on the show. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight, America. We'll see y'all Monday night.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday night on our Monday night special with Mr. Joshua Warren. Y'all be safe. Have a great weekend and try to keep warm during these winter times. So we all see you back here Monday.